the maintenance department. You do not.
Yes, hello. May I speak to Astrid, please?
Yeah, that's me. Hello.
Yes, hello, Astrid. How are you? My name is
hi.
Benny Hoxter. I've been contacting you by email. How are you?
Yes, exactly. I just sent you an email.
Oh, what did you say in it?
No.
Oh, I've seen one email. I replied. Did you see my reply?
No, not yet.
Okay. I'll tell you. First of all, thank you for your prompt response. I'm traveling, and this is a lot of pressure. Okay, I explained to you the thing. I saw your answer. I'm very upset, of course, with it's not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's Booking.com's. You say
yes,
there's absolutely no other solution than actually making it two rooms, correct?
No, it's actually, you mean my offer?
Yes.
It's actually, it's one room, but it's an executive room on the top floor with two queen-size beds. So you would have two queen-size beds around 160 square meters.
But I would have to have...
wide.
But I would have to add 100 euro, correct? I understand that correctly, yes?
It's 50 euros per night, yeah, because it's an executive room and you would have access to the executive lounge. And I would give you the complimentary Danube view. Riverview, in you know, because of all the inconveniences.
Tell me, could I
could you
in order to offset the extra money,
yes.
Could you allow for me to park in the hotel?
Yeah, I would have to talk to front desk, but I guess we can arrange that because of all the inconveniences, I can arrange it for you. Yes.
Tell me, how does this happen that an agent, I mean, it's not that I reserved. I didn't just reserve. I called them to make sure twice, and they emailed me.
Uh-huh.
They're absolutely sure that it's okay.
I know. I saw the email. Actually, I mean, they should be aware it's on the website because you booked the king guest room, and there is just no room for two children for two extra beds. So they should actually be aware. I don't know why this agent gave you this wrong information. I already forwarded to their manager to follow up on this because this is, you know, of course, an inconvenience if they hand out wrong information. So I already took care of it. But
okay,
this is of course
not your fault. I'm not blaming you, but.
Okay.
So basically, you are telling me, can you send me this information, the correct, I will pay 100 euro basically in the when I come, correct?
Yes, yeah.
And you will reserve that special room you mentioned, and you will,
of course, I will make sure, yeah.
And you will take care of the, and what I understand that this, you will, everything you said, yes, the lounge and the,
yeah,
and the room the
and with Riverview, exactly. So you will be on
and the parking.
And parking, and you have also in this room you have access to the executive lounge on the seventh floor. You can have actually breakfast there because I think you ordered without breakfast.
Yes, I ordered
so
without
breakfast.
You can
have breakfast in the executive lounge as well with this
I understand.
Room.
Okay.
And you have drinks and small snacks all day, so you. So it's actually very
well.
Good.
We're not planning to be a lot in the room, but okay.
Okay, of course I understand.
Okay, so can you send an email with all of this information, including the prices? Because
exactly.
I don't have time for this, and I want to make sure that everything will be okay when I arrive at the hotel.
Of course.
Because I'm with two children.
I will take care of it now, and I will send you the confirmation. I will also inform our front desk so they are aware. Also at check-in. And also in regards to parking.
Danke. Thank you very, very much, ma'am.
Okay.
You've been a great help, and have a good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Have a good day then on Sunday. Thank you for your call. Bye.